Well, next we turn our attention to Tralee, and it's the morning after the night before. Caitlin Cummins, the Laois Rose, was crowned the winner of the Rose of Tralee 2025 last night. It's the first for County Laois, and here's the moment when the 20-year-old electrician was announced winner.
The winner of the Rose of Tralee International Festival 2025 is...
Like a dream. Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's like a dream. Caitlin Cummins there, and she's on the line now. Caitlin, congratulations. It's not a dream anymore. It's a reality. How are you this morning?
I'm absolutely great. Harry, I'm really delighted, yeah.
You're delighted. Well, how delighted are you? Because, you know, this is, it seems like it's a dream come true for you.
Oh, most definitely is. I've watched the Rose of Tralee every year since, for as long as I can remember, and I just never expected this to happen, like, whatsoever.
And have you dreamt of this since you were a little girl, or is it something more recent?
Oh, definitely since I was a little girl. I've watched the Rose of Tralee since, I say, I was 3 or 4 maybe, and I don't think I've missed a year since I've been selected.
Okay, so you've always thought about this. Now, that moment we were listening to there, when you were named Rose of Tralee, what was going through your mind?
To be honest, my legs were crossed. I thought I was going to fall over to my left onto the Arizona Rose. And like, I was so worried that I was going to fall over. But that was kind of all that was going through my mind. And then all I wanted to do was hug my mom and my dad and my granny. And that was kind of mainly it, really, to be honest.
Oh, sure. Your mom and dad must have been delighted. What did they say to you?
To be honest, I can't really remember, but I just know that they're really, really proud of me, and they gave me the tightest hug when I went down to greet them. And yeah, I'm just so delighted to be able to represent our family and our community in Laois as well as the Rose of Tralee for this year.
You were asked about the tattoo of a rose stem on your back last night, and you explained it fondly, speaking about your late granny. She'd be very proud of you today.
Yeah, so my granny Kathleen, she passed away in June of 2023. She passed away of gastric cancer, and she was a very avid gardener when she was living at home, and she had beautiful roses in her garden. You'd have red, pink, orange, yellow, white, you'd have every colour under the sun in her garden, and I absolutely loved them, and they smelled absolutely fantastic. And I suppose when she passed away, I wanted to get a tribute to her, and so I thought the roses would be a lovely touch. And so, yeah, basically, that's kind of it.
You're an apprentice electrician. You want to get a degree in engineering. That'll all be on hold now, will it?
No, I don't think so. I think I'll go back to work now. I'm actually raring to go back to work, to be honest. I'm really, really excited to get back.
Well, how does that work if you have to travel the world as an ambassador for the festival across the globe? How do you mix the two of them? How do you focus on that degree in engineering?
Well, I suppose I'll stay going with my apprenticeship the way I have been for the past 2 years, and just kind of continue my duties as the Rose of Tralee as well on the side as well. But definitely my career would be... priority for me.
Well, you know, it was a priority. Which was the bigger dream when you were growing up, to become Rose of Tralee or to become an electrician?
I suppose since the age of 16, 17, since I had my work experience, I say becoming an electrician has definitely been a priority for me more than anything. But it's an absolute honour to be the Rose of Tralee as well. I honestly cannot believe that it's even happened in the first place.
You can't believe it. It's a dream for you. Well, but why such a dream?
I don't know. I suppose I've watched it with my family growing up every year with my mum, my dad, my granny, my brothers and my sister. And I suppose you always look up at that girl on stage and you're like, I'd love to be that girl. I'd love to showcase my talent. I'd love to tell the world about who I am. And I think that's every little girl's dream in Ireland, and like, I'm just so happy that I got the opportunity to do it, and I've experienced the Rose Tour, which has been absolutely incredible. I couldn't have asked for a better group of girls to do it with, and Yeah, the Tralee was absolutely astonishing.
And you know, all the girls who were watching you last night, just as you did years ago, what do you think you represent for them?
I think we represent that Irish women are so strong. We create such a sisterhood together, and that we are unbelievably talented, unbelievably intelligent, and that we can do anything we put our minds to, no matter what other people say to us.
Now, the reaction from your mum and dad must have been lovely, but has there been reaction from all of the other Sparkies that you work with, that you train with? What have they been saying to you?
Everyone's been so, so supportive since I've been announced at the Rose of Tralee. I haven't quite gone through my phone yet to check all the messages. It's been absolutely hopping. So we're going to leave it, I think, for another 3 or 4 days and then maybe we'll start getting back to people. But I think I'm just going to enjoy myself in the moment and just live what I can and just soak in every moment that I have at the moment.
Well, Caitlin Cummins, the 2025 Rose of Tralee, congratulations and thanks for joining us this morning. It's now...